From the KTOO newsroom, I'm Caroline Halter. We have the latest on a school shooting that occurred at an elementary school in San Bernardino, California, earlier today. One man and one woman are dead in what police say was a murder-suicide. Police Captain Ron Mass said, quote, "The children we do not believe were targeted. The suspect had come to the classroom to visit. The adult female was in the classroom." Police did not identify the shooter, but said the weapon was a handgun. Two students were wounded and are in critical condition. The first woman to serve as the president of the Alaska State Senate has died. Former State Senator Jan Fakes died Monday at her home in Amelia Island, Florida. Her husband, former State Senator Lloyd Jones, confirmed the death. Fakes was diagnosed last year with brain cancer. Programs around the state have been under threat of closure due to budget issues, and the city of Kodiak, the future of one seafood research and training center, has also been uncertain. That may change if a resolution to save the institute passes. The Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center, which opened in 1981, boasts laboratories, classroom areas, and a large pilot seafood processing plant. Over the last couple of years, the University of Alaska has repeatedly said it may need to cut off funding to the institution, and community members, including a task force made up of local government leaders, have been fighting to prevent that. Last week, the Alaska House of Representatives passed a resolution from Kodiak Representative Louise Stutz, quote, "urging the University of Alaska to keep the Kodiak Seafood and Marine Science Center operating as a stable resource in the state." According to a press release from Stutz's office, HCR 8 passed the Alaska House unanimously and now heads to the Alaska Senate. The Senate's budget makes further cuts to University of Alaska. President Jim Johnson called them, quote, "devastating." Don't be surprised if you're warned by diamond-shaped signs to slow down on Egan Drive today. The city and borough of Juneau is replacing the water main downtown. Paul Beck with CBJ says the work will span the road between Centennial Hall and the hangar on the wharf. Beck says the current water main is too old, and CBJ wants to replace it before the Department of Transportation starts resurfacing Egan Drive between 10th Street and Main Street this fall. He estimates the water main replacement will cost between $500,000 and $600,000. Two other construction projects are also underway downtown. Crews are reconstructing Franklin Street between Admiral Way and Ferry Way, and starting today, crews are working on a project by the Downtown Library. That's the latest from KTOO. I'm Caroline Halter.